This is Friday's edition of Morning Magazine, the business, investment and real estate show. And for all of us, it's the end of the financial year with tax time looming. It's a busy time for accountants, but we've managed to get Carolyn Wheeler from CM Wheeler & Associates in to help us get a few tips before the end of June. Carolyn is a fellow of the CPA Australia and works from both Woodford and Bribey Island. Well, let's get straight into it. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners.
Can we take a look at tax from both sides of the equation? As an employee, what are some of the things I can do to help my tax position if I work from home?
One of the main claims of people working from home is being able to claim the hours that they work from home, and there's a statutory rate that they can use. So they need to record the hours that they've worked from home and what the employer expects them to use or work for in one day per hour.
So what do businesses need to do before the 30th of June?
Businesses need to probably do as much as they can to reduce their income and subsequently their tax, to buy items that they may be thinking of leaving till July, to buy them in June, to pay all of their other debts to bring them into June, and if they can, defer invoices until the July.
Okay, what's the significance of the due date 31st of October?
The due date of the 31st is for people who lodge their own returns. If they get onto an agent list prior to the 31st of October, they will get the standard extension that agents always get, which follow through into probably May, June next year.
Carolyn, what if I haven't done my tax return for several years? What can I do to address that?
Well, the main thing is, I think, to go and see somebody to get some points of what you need to collect, what you can collect, and then what can be also downloaded from the tax office. The accountant or agent would be able to make a list of the items that perhaps you need to go and search for, but the ATO is fairly lenient, especially if you've had some sort of hardship or sickness or anything that was prevented you from lodging your returns.
Wow, some really helpful advice there. And I see on your website that you say that the accounting environment is consistently changing and the profession is moving away a little at a time from compliance and more towards holistic business planning and advice. It's interesting that you're finding too that as more taxpayers are using computers and online lodging, that accountants are being asked for more planning for businesses rather than everyday data entry. Sound advice from Carolyn Wheeler, CM Wheeler & Associates, keeping our community connected.